Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of 2 weeks with the Queen, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
The Queen looked out across the Mudfords' living room and wished everyone a happy Christmas. Colin scowled. Easy for you, he thought. Bet you got what you wanted. Bet if you wanted a microscope, you got a microscope. Bet your tree was covered with microscopes. Bet nobody gave you daggy school shoes for Christmas. Colin looked away from the Queen's flickering face on the TV screen and down at the shiny black shoes peeping up at him from their box on the threadbare carpet. Yuck! The Queen obviously couldn't see them because she continued her Christmas message without once chucking up. Ridding our world of suffering and pain is not an easy goal, she was saying, but we will achieve that goal if it is our sincere wish. Colin's sincere wish was that the shoes would burst into flames and explode into pieces. But they didn't, even though they were being shot at by a low-flying MiG fighter plane. Colin stared out the window at the dusty paddocks. The shimmering glare was painful to look at, but not as painful as the sight of Luke playing happily with his model plane. Why should that little whinger get exactly what he wanted, right down to the colour of the pilot's helmet and the number of napalm canisters under the wings? It wasn't fair. Fair share of the world's resources for all her people, the Queen was saying. Colin looked at his parents. He hoped the Queen was making them feel guilty. It didn't look as though she was. People who are riddled with guilt don't usually cuddle up on the settee and fan each other with bits torn off a beer carton. Colin stared at them for a while, but that didn't plunge them into guilt either, so he went back to watching the Queen. He wondered what it would be like to be that important. So important that it didn't even matter if you spoke like a total prawn. Millions of people all over the world would still sit down on Christmas afternoon and say, shh, and listen to you.